Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning, you guys. This is Pat Council, and this is Designing Your Life Today, and this is Thriving Thursday. How exciting is that? We have a great show lined up for you. I get really excited about our shows, especially because of the journey that we're now on, and we are all about helping our listeners and just anybody we can help to have better health, more wealth, and to cultivate more fruitful relationships. I mean, that's really what it's all about. That's what doing life with power is all about. And we are taking it up a notch, you guys. We're bringing you Power Up Journal download sheets, which you can download the sheets for this week by going to our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and click on mention on the show. Or mentioned on show, and you'll see the power up sheets for this week. You'll also see some of the other goodies that we have there for you. We have the dates outlined, so you'll know exactly what belongs to which week. We have a new $25,000 giveaway contest or sweepstakes information there for you. Just scroll down on that same page and you'll see it there. It's all there just for you. Now, our show today, we're going to talk about two things that kind of connect to ideas. The first one is how to be you, because that's really important that you learn how to be you or to pay attention to being your most authentic self, because that's how you can tap into your authentic personal power. And if you want to thrive, if you say, you know what, I've always wanted to own my own business, but I'm so busy listening to other people and doing what other people tell me to do or what they suggest until, you know what, I am not really excited about my life. I'm not thriving in life, and I'm actually not doing the things that I've always wanted to do. Well, we're going to talk to you first about how to be you, and then later in our show, my special guest, Prentella Bankhead, the president of EBS Security, is going to be here with us, and she's going to share how she got the courage to get started, and I know it's going to inspire you guys. Woo. All right, let's get right to it. We're going to talk about how to be you, but I want to remind you that first of all, Prentella has an amazing book, and we're going to be talking about that later in the show. But if you can't wait, you can get a sneak peek of her book by going to our website, designingyourlifetoday.com. Click on, you guessed it, mentioned on show. Okay, I'll just go ahead and tell you. The name of her book is called Staying on Course in Business and in Life. Wow, she's giving you the double whammy. So you're going to learn a lot from the book. I've read the book. It's an amazing book, but here's the good part. It's an absolute easy read, and you're going to walk away with a wealth of knowledge. So you've got Prentella Bankhead's book. You've got Power Up Journal sheets that you can download for this week. And also, I thought about this. I have books that I recommend on the website, but there are books that I read that I consider to be among the best business books that I've ever read since I've been in business. And I've been in business since 1989. So that's a lot of reading because I'm an avid reader, you guys. And I thought about it, that I would actually offer you guys a list of my personal best business books, the books that I think are really great that I've read over the years. And also on the list, I'll include some other books from newer authors that I've read that are really great. And of course, you know, I'm getting to mention my books on there also, because all of these books have a wealth of knowledge. But even though I'm recommending my own book and book from some of the newer authors, I am recommending books that I think are absolutely life-changing, and absolutely, it goes beyond being inspirational. These books provide you with information that will help you move the needle. So you want to go to our website and register to get that list. It's free, of course. And because, you know, whenever I come across a good book, if your name is on that best business book list that I have, then I'll just kind of shoot you an email, and it's going to boost your business, your income, your focus. Just these books are amazing. These are books that help me, and I would love to share those books with you and help you move the needle in your life. I mean, I've made really good money throughout my business career, and it's because I learned a lot from these books. And granted, I'm blessed, and I walk a certain path. And so I want to share this information with you absolutely free. And I'll send you some of the best self-development books without overwhelming you, I promise. I'll recommend Kindle books, ebooks, and some of them are absolutely free. That's the good part, right? So I guarantee if you read these books, you will start or keep thriving. These books helped me once again, and they helped me to create that flow passive income business. And so I just want to pass it on to you, so you can go to our website and register for that. All right. And finally, before we jump into how to be you and then get to Prentella, I want to let you know that we've got a few startup business tools that you can take a look at. These are websites that I think have some amazing information as it relates to productivity. And so we're kind of starting you from kind of ground zero, if you will. In other words, getting you to kind of pay attention to some of the tools that will help you run a more organized business and actually bring order into your personal life as well. And so you can click on those links and you can check out some of these sites. And yeah, there are things on the sites that you can purchase, but it's up to you if you want to purchase them. You don't have to, but familiarize yourself with these productivity sites, because they're going to come in handy in the future on our show. And have you guys guessed it? We have started the journey to becoming self-employed and creating passive income and or creating a thriving small business. That journey begins today on Designing Your Life Today. So go there and check out some of those sites. That way you can kind of familiarize yourself with them. I believe some of them have some free downloads for you. However, just go and check them out. It's up to you what you do with them. Okay, let's talk about how to be you first, and then we're going to take a break and come back with that amazing Prentella Bankhead. All right, how to be you. I'm going to keep it simple for you guys. First of all, it all starts with being honest. You have to be honest with yourself, because here's the thing. If you can't be honest with you, then you can't be honest with anyone else. And so you want to start by being honest. What does that mean? That means that you need some quiet time to acknowledge what isn't working in your life. And it's not, doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you wrong and all the things that people go through in their minds when they go through that whole guilt thing, because it's though their ego is telling them you should have known that. Listen, we learn by doing, we learn by error, we learn through connecting with those who've already been there, done that. And if we're wise enough to kind of listen, we can prevent some things. But no matter what, you are an individual, and there's some lessons that are out there just for you. And no matter how much you learn from someone else, you've got to go through some things. That's part of the growth process. So no guilt, right? All right. So acknowledge what isn't working so you can discover what will work or what is working in your life. Now, to help you kind of stay on track with this, go and download the Power Up Journal sheets that we have for this week, and go to the sheet that says how to be you and answer those questions. Quick, I think it's like four questions, okay? So the first one is, it all starts with being honest, and that means acknowledging what isn't working so you can discover what will work or what is working. The other thing is, pay attention and think about all the times you agreed out loud with someone else or with the situation when deep down inside you really disagreed or you disapproved or you would have done it differently. If you're in a job and your boss or manager is telling you to do something, and in your head you're saying, you know what, I could do this better, or this is ridiculous, why do we have to do it that way? Well, here's the thing. If you know a better way, you want to pay attention to that, because that's your authentic self coming through. And so write it down and start journaling and pay attention to what it's telling you. It may very well be leading you to start your own small business. All right, here's another one. Imagine how you would be or what you would be doing if you had the courage to do so. Be honest. I mean, this is something that you can actually think about without anyone infringing on that. It's up to you. So what would you be or what would you be doing if you had the courage to do so? If you didn't worry about money, if you didn't worry about other people's opinions, if you didn't worry about someone else trying to talk you out of your dream, I mean, really, what would you really do? And if you didn't worry about that person that you see in the mirror who is always kind of beating you up sometimes, yeah, I'm talking you beating up you, stop that. So if you didn't have to worry about that, then what would you be doing? What would you use your courage to bring to the forefront in your life? And so once you can acknowledge your true self, then what's going to happen is you're going to discover more about what it takes for you to personally thrive. I know we all like to group ourselves, and politicians out there, they count on that. And I'm not picking on the politicians because there are actually some good ones. But what I'm saying is that we're always lumped into groups, either by ethnicity, by gender. And listen, you're an individual. And yeah, granted, there are a boatload of females. There are a boatload of males. We're either one or the other. And so the thing is that, but that's not what makes you different. Okay, because you're lumped in a group. What makes you different is what's going on inside you. What are your thoughts? And what is it you are meant to do? And so when you can discover more about who you really are, your authentic personal power is going to come to the forefront. And so if you can spend that quiet time with yourself and that prayer time with yourself, then you are going to discover something amazing about you. Now, that was pretty quick, wasn't it? Get the Power Up journal sheets and fill in the blanks, and you're going to learn something. We're keeping it simple, you guys. Here's the thing. We want you to get answers so that you can be your very best self and do life with power. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Prentella Bankhead, the president and owner of EBS Security. She's amazing, you guys. She's a great example of what can happen when you open up and you connect with the real you. When you actually acknowledge who you are and you step out with that courage. And so the question is, do you have the courage to start? So after listening to her, I'm hoping that you guys are going to be inspired to finally start that business that you've been talking about for however many years it's been. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with Prentella Bankhead.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
And we are back with Prentella Bankhead. She's amazing. She's been on the show before. And this is our Thriving Thursday episode one. This is episode one of our new format. And as I shared with her, I wouldn't dream of having her on this or starting the first episode without her, because she has been an amazing supporter of the show, one of our bigger sponsors, and I tell you, we would not have gotten this far without her. So I feel blessed to know her, not just because she's a sponsor, but because she's an amazing person to know. She's just a good person, and it's always nice to know good people. With that being said, how's it going, Prentella?
It is going awesome. I feel great. I am so happy to be back with the show and to be on this first launch off here. I'm excited.
Well, we are super excited to have you here with us. And I tell you, today's show is about the courage to start. And when I came up with that topic, I said, for Thriving Thursday, once again, I thought, who would be the best person to have as a guest to talk about having the courage to start? And I
really know a lot about your background, and because we're friends, she's like a sister to me now, you guys, and so I know a lot about her background. I thought, you know what, the best person to have on the show to talk about having the courage to start would be Prentella Bankhead. If you guys are interested in starting a business, whether it be a small business where you got the brick and mortar building, or whether you're going to be home-based, or whatever the situation is, this is the person to hear from. With that being said, Prentella, it wasn't always easy in the beginning for you. And let's go back to before you actually started your business, because there are a lot of people who want to leave their jobs because they want something more. Or there are people who are actually who've just started a business and maybe they're having a few challenges. So let's go back to way back, because Prentella's actually she just won the award this year for the Florida Minority Small Business Leader of the Year through the Small Business Administration. I think I said that right. Is that
yes.
Okay? And so that tells you how far she's come, because that's an amazing accomplishment. So let's go back before all the awards and before all this amazing success that you have as the president of EBS Security. So tell us what it was like way back. When did you make the decision to start your business?
So we're looking back. We'll take you back around 2001, right before 2002, and I was working two jobs. I was divorced, two kids, and just struggling, you know, just trying to, going from paycheck to paycheck, trying to make ends meet, and it was always, it just always seemed not to be enough. And I thought to myself, there has got to be a better way than to go from check to check and barely making it. And not being able to enjoy life, really, but just working just to pay bills, just getting by. And one thing about it, once you get tired of your situation that you're in, and it, whether it be your business or whatever the situation you're in, you get to the point of sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you say to yourself, I need to do something about this. And that was the point that I had gotten to. It was time to take some type of action to change my situation.
Well, so now let's kind of, I want to jump in right here. So it was time to change your situation. You said, okay, you know, I'm just tired. This is not the life for me. And a lot of people have reached that point in their life, especially with everything that's going on nowadays. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, with you being tired, I mean, now be honest with us, were you a little bit afraid about getting started?
I was terrified. I was completely terrified. And anytime there's change, and I think we've all experienced this at some point in life, when there's a point where you have to make a change, it's that fear. You know, it's like you get the butterflies in your stomach, and it's like that fear. And for some time, the first few weeks, the fear did freeze me. You know, it's like I just, oh my God, I'm just afraid, because you feel so lost, that you feel so caught and trapped in your situation, you're afraid to step out of it. And I had,
so
go ahead.
Yeah, so okay, so you were afraid, and you're right, you get caught up in that fear, and it just totally stifles you. So what was the whole breakout point? What made you move forward? Because that's where a lot of people get stuck.
And what made me move forward, you know, when I sat down and I thought about my situation and how it had been since divorcing and having two kids and trying to make it, you know, I thought about the situation and I said, I've got to take this opportunity. It has to be an opportunity that's for me. And what do I have to lose? You know, my situation was so crucial. It's like you have to get to that point. You say to yourself, what do I have to lose from here? I'm already going paycheck to paycheck. It, you know, it can't be worse than this. So it was take an opportunity. I prayed about it. That was one of the things that I did first. I thought about it. I went home. I prayed about it. And I still had that fear for a couple of weeks. And then once I made up my mind that I'm going to take this chance, at that point, it was no looking back. And it's like once you have to do something, when you're kind of pushed against a wall, what do? You know, we come out fighting. So it was like once I took that step, I said, you know what, I can't look back. I can't think about the other jobs and whether I'm going to make it or not. I'm going to just go for it.
Awesome. You know, it's very good to hear you say that. We always like to paint a realistic picture for people that are interested in starting their businesses because we get an idea, we get excited about it, and then we get a little bit afraid and we step out. And sometimes people think it's smooth sailing. On the other hand, there are people who have amazing ideas and they're afraid and they do absolutely nothing. And they go to work every day and they complain about mm-hmm. the job that they hate, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you're one of the people who said, you know what, I'm just going to go for it instead of staying there and complaining. Now, you stepped out, all right, so now you're kind of out there in the middle of the ocean.
I am out there.
And whether you can swim or not, you say, hey, I'm going for it. So she's out there, and now you've got to get this business going. Tell us a little bit about kind of that journey.
Well, at the same time that I decided to take that step, I also took the step of self-development. You know, I knew there were some things in my life that I needed to take control over, some things that I needed to work on and change. So I started the personal development at the same time of stepping out, and the timing was perfect. It was right on, because with that, it gave me the confidence to get beyond my fear and start moving toward the life that I wanted to have. Because everything about the self-development, that's what it was leading to. Me believing in myself, because there was a point in time where I didn't believe in myself. You know, I didn't trust my decisions. I felt uncomfortable and unsure about things. So at the same time that I was stepping out with the business, I was also working on myself and finding my true purpose in life and where I wanted to be going forward.
Awesome. And that's a big deal right there, because sometimes people step out, they get their business going, and then they run into struggles, and they think the struggle has to do with the business. Sometimes the struggle has to do with that lack of self-development.
Exactly.
All right, so you did both. You said, okay, I'm out here, and you didn't give up. You said, but you took a look at you. You didn't just say, oh, the business is failing, or this business isn't for me, or what was I thinking? You actually had the courage to step out mm-hmm. and pay attention to Prentella. So far we've heard you prayed, you thought about it, and you actually started to develop yourself. Now, even though you did all of this, I'm sure that things still got rocky. So what'd you do after that?
Yes, things did get rocky at times. But one of the things I think is important for anybody who's trying to start a business, first of all, make sure that it's something you enjoy doing. So that was one of the things that I'd already gotten past already for early in the game, because I was already doing a business that I enjoyed doing because I like being out there and moving around and meeting people. So I started to set goals, because once I started to work on my personal development, one of the main things that the focus of what I was reading and listening to and applying in my own life was the fact of setting goals, because I'd never been taught that before. You know, I never knew how important it was to start to set goals. And when I started to set them, I was amazed at how fast that I got to the next level because I was setting goals.
Awesome. Now, okay, two things I want to point out here again. You chose something that you enjoyed doing.
Exactly.
And that's such an important factor, because and I actually still hear people say this. They say, well, let's just go where the money is. But you didn't say that. You said, I picked something that I loved doing. And guess what? The money found her.
Exactly. Because if it's something that you don't want to do, it could be something that your parents picked for you or your
right.
spouse or someone else pushed you up to do it. But
right.
if it's something that you don't like, you're going to be like everybody else that you hear complaining on a daily basis. I hate my job. I
right.
don't want to be there. And you
right.
get in that. And what happens with that? It attracts more negative. because there's nothing positive about it. You're getting a stomach ache before you get to work. You're getting a headache before you get there because you don't want to be there.
Right.
It's not something you want to do. So that's really important that we're doing something that we like and get joy out of it.
Awesome. Now, listen, at this point, I want to point out two things. Number one, those positive tips that you hear on our show with that nice music and that nice voice, that's actually Printella Bankhead, and she shares some really great wisdom as far as success. So you're going to hear lots more of those points on our show. The other thing is Printella, not only is she a great business owner, a successful business owner, she's also an amazing author, and she has a brand new book out. It's fairly new, but it's a great book, and it's, I'm telling you guys, you want to read this book. If you want to learn something about business and life at the same time, because, you know, you've got to be able to do this stuff simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And so her book is the one to get. Now, what we've done is we put it on the website for you, but Printella has also put together, I believe it's 5 tips that will help you, those of you that are interested in starting a business, those of you that are brand new in business. It's always best to learn from somebody who's been there, done that, and still doing it, and very successful at it. And she's that person. So she's provided us with some amazing tips that's going to help you. So you're going to be able to find those on our website, and it's easy because it's right next to the show, so you won't have to look very far, and you'll be able to get information about her book. Printella, as we wrap up for today, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
You want to visualize. You want to decide what you want to do in life, and you want to fix that purpose in your mind, and you want to think about it in the present tense. If you can picture it, if you can visualize it, you can have it. And that speeded up the process for me because I began to visualize myself out there working the business. And I act as though I already had it. Gratitude. Never forget to leave gratitude out of the picture, because the more grateful you are, the more things come your way. And it's not saying to be grateful to get things, but you genuinely want to be grateful every day. When I get up, I was saying, thank you, God, for my business. I was saying, thank you for the new office, and thank you for the tools and the patrol vehicles and all the things that we needed. And I pictured those things in my mind. And as I began to picture them and act as though I had it and was grateful for it, it materialized. It manifested. And so visualization is awesome. It's awesome to use when you're trying to get to the next level in your life. Take action. It's real important that you take action. If you want to do something, learn more about it. Get out to the networking events. You know, go to the seminars, things that are offered. Learn as much as you can learn about starting that business. Because once you take action, it's going to every action that you take is going to have a reaction.
Wow. Well, you guys, she's given you some great tips, and thank you so much, Printella.
You're welcome.
And we are going to have more tips from Printella on our site, so you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and you will just click on mentioned on the show, and it'll take you right there. Printella, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you.
Wow, Printella was great, wasn't she? You know, we talk about cultivating fruitful relationships on this show. Well, she is definitely one of my fruitful relationships, and we've been cultivating that relationship. I believe it's been probably 3 or 4 years now, and I'm so happy that I met her. She's an exciting person to be around. She's definitely a fruitful relationship. She's knowledgeable, positive, she's inspiring, and she's like a sister to me, as I said earlier. And so those are the kind of relationships I think that we should all, you know, aspire to connect with, because you guys can inspire one another. I mean, Proverbs tells us that iron sharpens iron, and so we are definitely iron sharpening one another. So I'm grateful that she took the time to be on the show, and if if you guys enjoyed what she had to say, by all means, send an email to me. Send it to pat@designingyourlifetoday.com. I would love to hear from you. And also, anything great that you have to say about her, I will pass that information on to Printella. She's just amazing. As we wrap up for today, I just want to remind you to go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can click on mentioned on the show, and you can see a lot of goodies that we have there for you. Remember to register for my personal best business books, and you guys are going to get some amazing information from there. I'm also going to give you a little snippet as to what each book is about, so you're not just arbitrarily downloading books or buying books or getting books from the library. Now, some of them I will recommend that you make them a part of your library, and it's up to you if you want to do so. The other thing, don't forget, check out Printella's book. And it's great. It talks about success in business and in life. So that's awesome. The Power Up Journal Sheets. Once again, I want to remind you to get that. And we've got some great business startup tools for you that I recommend that you take a look at. I'll even give you a little snippet there so you guys can really check things out. It's time to do life with power, to get the things that you've always wanted to have for your life. In this day and time, it doesn't matter what's going on out there. You know what makes things better? What makes things better is when we all work to become our individual best, and then we connect with one another to sharpen one another. Iron sharpens iron, to help each other become our best selves. And as a result of that, when we do that, then things will make a great shift. So, hey, you guys, get on board and hang out with us. We've got more to come. We're going to eventually go into talking about the passive incomes, the different categories that I mentioned to you, the real estate, podcasting, speaking. We're going to talk about a lot of that. Now, speaking's not necessarily passive, but it could become passive, and we're going to talk about that too. We got great guests that are lined up that are going to come and share with you to help you achieve every single one of those goals that you set. And all you're going to have to do is learn what you need to learn and take action. How about that? Well, that's all we have for you today. How exciting. And I want to remind you that we've got so much more to come. And guess what? We'll be back on tomorrow. And don't forget to do life with power. You guys have an amazing day on this Thriving Thursday.